Let's look north now, where it all started as a joke. Canadian radio host Rob Calabrese, who lives and works on Cape Breton Island in Nova Scotia, threw up a new website, Cape Breton If Donald Trump Wins. Hi, Americans, he wrote. Donald Trump may become the president of your country. If that happens and you decide to get the H-E double hockey sticks out of there, might I suggest moving to Cape Breton Island? Well, he was stunned that so many Americans responded and took him so seriously. Rob Calabrese joins us from Sydney on Cape Breton. And Rob, when you started getting those responses, what did you think?
Well, I was overjoyed at first because I was able to handle all the inquiries no problem on my own. But then they began coming in at such a rate where it was just impossible for one person to keep up.
What were they saying to you?
They were great. And I wish everyone in Cape Breton could read them because it would make you feel really awesome about being from here. It was, how does the immigration process work? What kind of job opportunities is there? What's the housing market like? What is the education system like? Can I bring my horse? What's it like to be LGBT? The full range of questions.
How many?
I don't know. We got to about 2,500 responses. So what we did was take the most common questions, make a very robust FAQ page, and turn the contact sheet off. And then Mary Tulf, who is the CEO of our tourism association, Destination Cape Breton, called, and because she was getting so much traffic because I had linked to her site. She basically said, what can we do to help? So she put together a team of people who started responding and forwarding the emails to the proper places.
But as you well know, Rob, in your original website, which was meant as something of a joke, you said, don't wait. Start now. Just hop on a bus. Come to Cape Breton, where women are legally able to choose an abortion. Muslim people can roam freely, and the only walls are holding up the roofs of our extremely affordable houses. So originally, this was a partisan joke website. I understand you've changed it.
Yes, I have changed it. We follow along this campaign, my wife and I, extremely closely and find it fascinating. We can't get enough of it. We watch every debate. We watch all the caucuses and the primaries. We listen to podcasts about American election intrigue. It's just, we're insatiable. We know the issues. I thought the opportunity lay where the things that Donald Trump, especially Donald Trump, was saying was the opposite of the way things are here. For example, a ban on Muslims. Now, we're screaming for people, and we don't care about religion. So you can see the opposite thing kind of happening there.
Well, and be more clear, you are a place that's having a hard time enticing people to come live there. I mean, you want people.
Yes, we have a very serious population problem, an unsustainable population problem, where we lose about 1,000 people a year.
Well, look, there are probably just as many Americans on the right who are equally concerned that, oh, let's say the Democratic Socialist Bernie Sanders might become president. It sounds like you realize, wait a second, we should spread the net wider. And because on the new website, you welcome all Americans, Republican or Democrat, to come take refuge in Cape Breton.
That's right. The reason the whole thing came about was, I'm sure you've heard it in the United States, but we hear it in Canada. Usually Democrats are the ones that say, look, if so-and-so wins this election, that's it. I'm out of here. I'm moving to Canada. And this time, because it's my understanding that Mr. Trump doesn't have a lot of fans in the Democratic Party, doesn't have a lot of fans in the Republican Party as well. So we know that the things that he says in his campaign make people really nervous.
Yeah, you just want to hitch your wagon to his star right now. You're no fool, right? He's the one getting...
Sure.
Yeah. But I loved one other thing you noted, that some of the Americans you're hearing from are so pleased that anyone wants them. They don't...
Yes. We have our stereotypical thoughts of Americans, just the same as you guys have your stereotypical thoughts of Canadians. But if anything, everybody's looking for the same thing, a safe place for their family, a place where they can be free and enjoy the friendship of their neighbors.
So Rob, for people considering this, just tell me, like, what's one scintillating thing? I know you have gorgeous vistas and lighthouses and the food, and but one scintillating, you know, make me move to Cape Breton.
We have an incredibly rich culture. It's a Celtic culture. People speak Gaelic. There's French communities here. There's Mi'kmaq communities, which are First Nations people, and they're vibrant and they're proud. If you move to Cape Breton, you're moving into a community, and you'll be part of the community.
Rob Calabrese, his website, Cape Breton, If Donald Trump Wins, has inspired thousands of responses from Americans thinking of making the move. Rob, thanks so much.
Rob, and thank you. It's been a pleasure.